Hello, this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. I'm Steve Poizner, healthcare consumer advocate, founder, and executive director. Our nonprofit's mission is to help you navigate the complex healthcare system and understand your legal rights, options, and opportunities when you encounter problems and obstacles. We want to empower you with the information you need to fight back and get the best possible care. Our special guests, experts in their field of healthcare and medicine, provide you with an informative, interesting, and life-changing education on a variety of healthcare topics important to you and your loved ones. In our new Fight Back mini-cast series, we take you through the highlights and great educational information from our most popular podcast topics in our very large library. Let's get started. You mentioned employers and that, you know, we're unique in having an employer-centric health insurance system in the United States. Why don't you think employers have demanded more reform since they're carrying a big chunk of the financial tab?
Well, a couple things. Just anecdotally, having talked to some HR people and CEO types, you know, maybe two dozen companies, maybe more. A lot of them aren't aware of what alternative options there are, like self-insurance for these companies and just running their healthcare themselves. But that would be the biggest one that I could think of right there. And then, of course, just other people from the public policy standpoint, American voters aren't aware of the kind of reforms that could actually make a difference and really improve these things. They're not aware of anything pretty much because for most people, their employer pays their insurance premium and then deals with things. And so they don't have to do it.
I've been reading about some of your analysis of what Whole Foods has been doing. Can you tell our listeners about some of the innovation that Whole Foods is trying to implement?
Well, sure. And let me just start off by saying it's not that new anymore. So what I'm about to describe, Whole Foods started in 2002, which is great because we've now got a track record of success. And so in conjunction with their workers, they did like 2 years of these group interview meetings and just trying to see what everyone wanted. And both unions approved of it. So what they did was they created an insurance scheme, and it's got an annual deductible of $1,850. And then the trick here, though, was they created a health savings account for every employee. And every single year that that employee is working there, they get gifted $1,850 into their health savings account, which is enough to cover that deductible, which means they're 100% financially safe. But at the same time, the workers are told, honestly, hey, any money you don't spend, it's yours to keep. It rolls over in the account. Spend wisely. And if you compare the behavior of people on that type of an insurance system with HMOs or PPOs and whatnot, indemnity insurance, it turns out they spend about 35% less. And the real kicker, if you're the CEO trying to decide whether to copy Whole Foods, is that even after you account for those annual deposits in the people's health savings accounts, you know, at Whole Foods, it's $1,850 every year. Even after you account for that, there's a 11 to 12% net savings. And so it's remarkable. This is like free money lying around. And I'm glad, as you said, that word is beginning to spread, but I wish it could spread even faster.
Yes. Yeah, so to what extent can you find out the price today? I mean, what is the situation with regards to price tags out there?
Well, it's slow and cumbersome. So in some cases, you can't find the price, even if you try. But if you do call around, like, and MRIs are actually, most of them, if you talk to them for a while, will give you a cash price, right? Rather than what they're going to attempt to bill insurance if you use insurance. But for most medical doctor offices, if you call in and ask them, they can't tell you. They don't know. It's a whole separate internal bureaucracy dealing with the medical billing and the reimbursements. And then also there's the problem, and Steve, this, of course, is very painful, and I know you're aware of it, which is that there's a three-month negotiation to see how much anybody's getting paid. So if I went into my doctor and she did something for me, like, you know, pink eye or something, took care of me really well, she and her team, for whatever company she's working at or medical practice, or if she's in private practice, she'd have someone on staff to do this. They would have to file insurance claims, you know, because I had Blue Cross Blue Shield. So they send a bunch of billing codes for the procedures they did to Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then a 3-month dance ensues. Typically, at first, the insurance company will dispute the codes, will refuse to pay. But they don't actually mean that in seriousness. Typically what that is the beginning of a negotiation. And because it's a negotiation, typically the doctors send over these really, really high charge master prices, which are just the beginning of the negotiation. They're like the rack rate hotel room prices you sometimes see posted inside hotel room doors that are just outrageous and are never actually charged, but it's the beginning of a negotiation. It takes 3 months typically for it to be resolved. And then they find out what the total cost is going to be only after they have this barter system back and forth. And then only at that point do you get a bill from your insurance company that, you know, with a little line down at the bottom that says you pay this amount, which might have been 10% of whatever the doctor was going to get. And so that's our current crazy system. And I wish it weren't so. But in some sense, when you ask me what the prices are and, you know, how to get the price, the doctor doesn't even know till they go through the 3-month negotiation, which I think is bonkers.
Let's talk about health insurance companies for a second. You've mentioned them a few times. Why is it that the health insurance company is okay paying the $3,000 for the MRI at the hospital, when in fact they could, guide the consumer to the $1,000 MRI across the street? Why do the health insurance companies, pay these, these high prices sometimes when they don't have to?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. The one that I think is more important is that, The insurance companies have a very weird sort of profit model, right? Their profit model is we're going to take, say, 3% of whatever amount of billables goes through the system each year. So if it's $1 trillion, we're going to get 3% of $1 trillion. Now, of course, they do want to keep costs down a little because, you know, there's only a limited amount of premiums coming in with which to pay out healthcare services going out. And so there is some cost control. And, you know, occasionally you will have a politically sensitive, well-publicized case of, you know, some child, for instance, needing a rare cancer medication and his insurance company denied the claim and wouldn't pay for it. And then it becomes, you know, a big thing in the media. But for the most part, there's these conflicting incentives, which are that on the one hand, the insurance company with that cancer drug might say, look, it's not proven to be any more effective. Why should we pay for it? We'll pay for this other drug here that we do know is effective, or at least just as effective, but costs 10 times less, right? So there is some attempt in these sort of individual cases to do cost control. But more broadly speaking, they wouldn't want to massively reduce the amount of billables going through the system, which is what would happen if, for instance, every worker in America was on the Whole Foods system. Suddenly the workers are going for much less expensive treatments. Oh, and by the way, they end up just as healthy. By cutting back there, the amount of money going through the insurance system falls precipitously, 35%. And so I think one of the problems here, in a place where we could have some good legislation, is that whenever an insurance company goes in to pitch a corporate CEO or their HR people on health insurance plans, the first one they have to start off with would look like the Whole Foods thing. And then God bless them if their salespeople could talk the company into something more expensive.
You know, it's one thing if you have a health savings account or a Whole Foods type of account where, you know, the consumer has a financial incentive, you know, to shop around. But even if you look at the what most people have, just the typical PPO or HMO plan, you know, co-pays and deductibles have gone up a lot, right, over the last few years. Is it the case, Sean, that it might pay to shop around even if you have, you know, standard health insurance?
Well, yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of my favorite places to refer people when they talk to me about this and ask questions like that is, if you need any kind of surgery, go to the website of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. They have been publicly posting their prices since the late 90s. They have never once raised prices on any of their surgeries. And the surgery costs are so much cheaper there because it's cash and carry. that people literally fly in from Canada, from Western Europe, all over the United States to get surgeries done there. And if you look on the website, they do, I think, 285 different surgeries. I counted one day. Basically anything except for brain surgeries, you can get done there. Stents, knee replacements, all sorts of stuff. And, they're cash and carry, and they're very public about it. They're, the head doctor there, Keith Smith, started the Free Market Medical Association, and he detests insurance company billing, and just won't do it. And so it turns out that for many people, say you've got a $5,000 a year annual deductible, and if you went through insurance, your knee surgery would be billed out at, say, $15,000, which means you're going to have to pay all $5,000 of your deductible that year, since the total cost is bigger than your annual deductible. Well, at the surgery center, that surgery might only be $3,000. And so your out-of-pocket cost, if you went to the surgery center, of $3,000 be less than, you know, you're having to pay the full deductible if you went through insurance. And so, yes, absolutely, Steve, that kind of shopping around can save people a bunch of money if they've got any meaningful level of annual deductibles or copays on their insurance plan.
I want to thank you for listening to today's Fight Back minicast. You can listen to the full podcast on this topic or check out additional podcasts by going to our website at www.healthcareconsumerrights.org. We also welcome your input and stories that we can use on future podcasts. This is Steve Poizner, and this is Fight Back, a podcast by the Healthcare Consumer Rights Foundation. Thanks for listening. I look forward to our next podcast. Talk with you soon.